I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, Ukraine's despair presents gospel opportunities. Then later, young people step forward to change Iran and meet a God who changes them. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Europe, where, according to the Institute for the Study of War, Russia's rapid advance in eastern Ukraine appears to be slowing as Ukraine establishes new defense lines. Still, serious concerns remain about Ukraine's position following 2 years of full-scale war. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says
they're running out of munitions and they're running out of men on the front line. And I think it's very difficult. The military is fatigued. The environment that they're fighting in is absolutely terrible. This is mimicking things that we read about in history during World War I.
Believers aren't immune from the despair and loss of war.
A young woman and her little son, they were hit with a drone in Odessa. She was just a wonderful, godly woman who sang in the choir. And she's the daughter of an SJA-supported missionary. And the funeral was this week.
And yet hope remains.
Even in the middle of this despair, we've seen a revival. Churches are overflowing with people that are coming looking for answers. Pastors had told me how difficult it was, even with outreach events, to reach people. Now these people are flooding into churches, hearing the gospel, and they're coming to faith.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Elsewhere, as millions of Sudanese face what could become the largest hunger crisis in the world, Bible translators within the country need your prayer support. Since the outbreak of conflict last April between Sudan's military and a paramilitary group called Rapid Support Forces, more than 8 million people have been displaced. Amy, a worker in the Bible translation industry, says the chaos has slowed or stopped altogether much of their work in 4 Sudanese dialects.
But in some cases now, we've been hearing of the workers returning back to our partner and to the place that they're doing the work because they know that they can be safely there and they're so committed to the work.
Amy says these partners leading the translation efforts have expertise and working in the region. They're prepared to help the returning brothers and sisters work through the trauma they've experienced.
I think the fact that people are returning to do the work speaks to that. They know that by going there, they're going to be cared for, not only to make sure that the work is done, but cared for as a person.
Ask God to protect the entire team and provide every resource they need, and pray for peace and for the word to transform Sudan.
They want their own people to know Jesus and in a way that's meaningful to them. And so they're committed to doing the work, whether that means it's unsafe or scary for them. They want more and more people to come to know Christ. Pray that God would minister to their hearts and speak to them through the Holy Spirit, keeping them strong and firm and grounded in their faith.
Finally, a restless young generation in Iran is searching for more to live for. They no longer look for hope or help from political authority, as did previous generations. But to Iranian youth, government isn't merely politics. Lily Meshi with Iran Alive Ministry says
the system, the politics, the government is based on and grounded in the Islamic practices. And so when we refer to politics and democracy, they immediately think of religion.
So this is an historic time for Iran.
Because the new generation, millennials and Gen Zs, are fed up with the religious rhetorics and anything that is like religion. As a result, they are open to new ideas, to new age spiritualities, even the gospel of Christ.
Jesus said in John 10:10 that he came that people might have life and life abundantly. But many young Iranians don't recognize that yet.
This is an urgent time for all of us Christians to rise up and to really make the message of Christ, to make the gospel bold.
Pray for older Christians to train leaders of a new generation who will carry this movement of God in Iran forward.
It only takes one generation for the Christianity movement to be completely wiped off.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's more than the biography of a ministry pioneer. It's a charge to all Christians to respond in kind within our own cultures and to use Carey's example as our model for taking the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.